Sorry, one second, my headphones are all tangled. All right, here we go. There we go. Right, don't really want to talk about football ever again. Which is a bit of a bummer.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to my new football club. We're just going to talk about Exeter losing to Wigan in the FA Cup. And were you at the game? I didn't realise you were there.
Yeah, I sent you a little text, but I think you were busy chatting away with Boiled Sweet Gang.
Did you not get my WhatsApp?
Not until after the game, because it's terrible in there sometimes. Did you do what you texted me?
No.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
Okay. Right.
That's the lowest I've ever felt. It's the lowest I've ever felt in an Exeter game.
I think there gets to a point where, you know, let's not beat around the bush. We weren't good enough on the weekend. Although we were better with than them on the ball, and over two legs we've had something like 60 shots against them and we haven't scored a single goal, and we've lost 4-0. Right, there's one thing I want to address, right, before we start anything, and I was really, really strong on this, and I said I was going to talk about it, and I'm going to, because I feel like this is a really good place to voice it.
What, my flask?
No, not your flask. Jeering one of your own players off is, in my eyes, something that's completely and utterly unacceptable.
What happened?
So when James Scott got subbed off, everyone cheered.
I didn't hear that.
And I
didn't hear that. Where was I? Where the hell was I?
My problem is, you don't do that. That's crap. That's so unacceptable, I think. This guy, it's not just him. Yes, James Scott isn't playing to the best of his abilities, probably. No, he's not. That's, and everyone is aware of that. But it's a collective thing. You don't dig out a player individually. They're losing and winning together as a team. It's not just one person. So that was the only thing I wanted to get off my chest, was that if you're going to come and jeer a player when they are subbed off, don't bother coming at all. Because that's not, you're not a supporter at that point. You just, what are you? Right. Sorry, I feel like I'm rambling here.
No, but I'm loving it.
If I was a listener now,
I'd be going, this pod's gone up a level.
The best thing about going through tough times as a football fan and as a footballer, manager, is that it gives you an opportunity to show how tough you are as a person, as a human being. Whoever's listening, and there's a lot of things whirling around social media about, Gary Gould, this, that, the other, you know, should he still be our manager, whatever. As a football fan, you're completely entitled to your opinion. And do you know what? And this is such a minority of people, because we spoke after the game yesterday, a couple of days ago, me, my brother, a couple of other people, and we were like, the fans are being incredibly patient with what's going on. A lot of football teams, you would not get this patience. You know, we're out of winning 10 or so games. This is patience beyond belief. So for the majority, it's brilliant, and I didn't expect anything less from us as a football club. Football fans are fickle, and I think you've just got to ride out the rough with the smooth. And my perspective, and this is not the perspective of anybody at the football club or anybody on the podcast, but my perspective is that I trust Gary, and I'm with him the whole way. At the moment, I really think he has.
God, I wish I'd written a song then.
He has the potential to turn this around.
Well, I just suddenly thought, when we started recording, I was like, I don't want to be one of those pods that goes, I'd rather not record. Because, you know, Saturday was just crap.
But that's the hope that I think people listening want us to be honest and want us to address what it's actually like to be there. And I don't care who listens or who, you know, your pals with, whatever. I'm going to always say it how it is. It was a crap place to be on Saturday. It was not a nice place to be.
Well, I said to you, 70 minutes, I wanted to go home.
And I know what it is when not playing well, but there's still a huge part of me that goes, first of all, and I know you can't blame anything, you know, I've got to deal with the way your cards are dealt better. You know, we've been very unlucky with injuries. Dimmy's out for 9 months, which is that's a massive, massive blow. I mean, I would argue season-defining kind of injury, because he's our one and only at the moment sort of spark player who's going to make something happen, maybe bar Trevitt. But I've still got this overwhelming feeling of, okay, we'll turn it around. We'll turn it around. I have such confidence in, and I don't know why it's placed there. I've never had this with any other manager, but I just have a weird...
Well, it's the pod effect. It's the pod effect.
Yeah. And I feel like a lot of people are going to go, oh, you're just going to be biased because, you know, you speak to him and you sort of, you know each other. But it's... God, I knew Matt Taylor probably better than I knew Gary Caldwell. And there was times where I thought, oh, God, I don't know if he can... You know, is he the right man for the job? In the end, it sounds like he was. But I have this really weird sort of sense of... Oh, it's going to be okay.
Well, because we were top around. Of the league like 7 minutes ago.
Yeah, we have got like and it's not. And this is the other thing. This team is underachieving. Okay, this team is way better than where it is in the league. It's underachieving. There's something not working. Okay, I don't know what that is, but it's underachieving. It's not like we have a bad team and where we are where we should be. We are now underachieving, which is something that is not often said at Exeter City, because this is not a wherever we are 18th placed side. And I think even on Saturday, we are playing the worst we've played in a very many seasons on the pitch. And we still were better than Wigan. We were better than Wigan. Just couldn't put the ball in the back of the net. They had two shots. Their second one doesn't even really count.
We always say that every week. I mean, their fourth one doesn't count.
No, but yesterday, or whatever it was, I keep saying yesterday.
I know.
Yeah, but then we had a big... But, at 0-0, we had a massive chance, which, yes, James Scott missed, when Ormer was pulled back to him and he skied it over the bar. Even at our worst, which is by far, that was one of the worst performances, maybe bar Derby, that I've seen from us. And in the sense of, like, we still controlled the game, but we're a bit toothless, didn't really create much, but we're still maybe just about, if not matching Wigan, who come off the back of a few good results, maybe bar the one on the weekend. We matched them more than comfortably with a considerably weak side, like no Carroll, which is a big miss. We have no Caleb Watts, who I think is going to be a really important player. No Flying Finn, no Dion Rankin, so no Dimmy Mitchell, which obviously, you know, is what it is. But I don't know. I feel like everyone listening to this is going to be like, "What's he talking about?" Like, we were crap, and I really don't. We weren't great, but
why?
We
why do you feel like everyone's going to be thinking that?
Because I feel like everyone's now in this rut. It's so easy to get into you invest yourself into this rut and you can only see things from a negative perspective. You're like, he was crap, he was crap, he was crap, he was crap. Okay, they might have all been crap, but if you take the game as a whole, they were crap as well. They are not a good football side, Wigan, and we've lost twice to them. But I don't think it's through a lack of us playing horrifically. I think it's just massive lack of confidence, some pretty key injuries, and also I don't know, there just seems to be a hot, remember at the start of the season when the atmosphere was all just, we're going to win, we're going to win, we're going to win. I turned up to the ground on Saturday and I thought, no one here, looks like they even,
there was no one there, literally no one there. Which is, why wasn't which anyone there, by the way?
So the FA Cup is not what it used to be.
Why?
First and foremost, I think people have just lost interest in it. I don't know why.
But
I
if
can't
you do
tell you
well
why.
You make money.
Second of all, it's got, how many home games in a row is that? Quite a few now. So it's totting up money wise. It's Christmas time. People are saving. It's, you know, it's the world is, it's the hardest it's ever been, you know, with prices of things and cost of living, all that stuff. So, like, people not being there, I completely understand. It's like, you know, it's part and parcel of life. You can't go to every game. People can't afford to go to every game. It's expensive. It's getting up to Christmas time, whatever. That's not the biggest issue, but it's just the atmosphere. You can feel, you can sense it in places. Do you know what I mean when I say that? Like, at the start of the season, I was turning up, it was sunny, everybody was excited, you thought we're going to win, we're going to get something, even if we go down, we'll grab one back. This season, we've got points from a losing position once. That was at Lincoln, or against Lincoln. Sorry. So, I don't know, the game itself, like you said, boring. I felt comfortable in it. Like, I felt like, first half, I thought, oh, they're not going to score. If anyone's going to score here, it's us, but then we haven't got anyone who can
fucking
punt the ball in the back of the net.
If we went down, this pod will be so miserable.
I disagree. Maybe for you.
November.
For you. Yeah, and that's the only saving grace at the moment is that we are so far away and there is so much football to be played. And like,
do you know what I need? Go on. I need James Vickery in my ears.
Yeah, should we book him on as an emergency pod?
He's coming. I need hot buttered toast. I need jam. I need cup of tea.
When's his next one? Because we got on Monday. Have we got Taggy on Monday?
Have we?
I think we got
Bloody hell! We've got Julian Tagg on Monday. Jesus Christ!
He was telling me that. Well, I was speaking to him on Saturday, and he was saying that he's going away for that weekend, and he's coming back on the Monday, and they're stopping somewhere to record the pod. So. Stopping somewhere. I think
what
he's going
a
on.
Great, what a great time to talk to Julian
on like a off-roading trek in one of his cars. I think with some of his friends.
One of his cars.
Yeah. He's got a couple of cars, but yeah, I think he's going in his Defender. He was telling me how he's put a snorkel on it so it can go through the water and breathe. So, like, you know those, you know
what?
Those
he's
things.
Driving a car. What, like James Bond?
Well, I don't think Taggy's doing anything like James Bond, bless him. But I think Taggy's cooler than James Bond. Some of his, I really hope he wears his. Is a what kind of hat would you call it? It's like a bowler hat type thing. I don't know.
What?
He's got a bowler hat that he
I've
wears.
I've never seen him in a bowler hat.
Yeah, he doesn't wear it out during the game.
Are we talking about the same bloke?
No, I don't know if it's a bowler hat. I don't know if you call it a bowler hat. It's like a southern. It's not a flat cap, but it's something. I don't know. You know what? I don't know. He wears a hat. Okay, it's cool, and I want one. But other than that,
oh flipping hell!
It's hard. I don't think people understand how hard it is to talk about how it's going, because it feels like at the moment it's the same every week. And there's a massive part of me that, regardless of how, I don't know. I just want to text Gary and tell him everything's going to be okay. Do you know what I mean? I really want to go, look, I believe in you like wholeheartedly, but I feel like there would be no way to get that message across properly. So if he's listening,
sing it now.
Sing the fact.
Well, it's up to you. It depends how much you want to get the message to him. If you sing it, someone will go, fucking hell, have you heard that bloke on that? You want to listen to that, Gary?
That bloke.
He's actually
singing. By the way, no beard. You haven't noticed. I've only got the moustache.
Oh, yeah.
For Movember. So if anybody is listening to the pod, I'm doing mine in collaboration with the football club. So don't go donate to the players link. It's on Twitter. Or it's in my Twitter link or bio. So go donate to that for Movember.
And I've shaved my pubes off.
Right. Okay. Well, you can't. That's not really a noticeable thing, though. Gary, look. The pod's with you. The pod. Come on, David. Say it.
I don't need to say it.
No, I know. But just say it. Just to reaffirm to me.
Gary. No, that's. He will hate that.
No, he won't. He'd love it.
Yeah, he will. He'll go, oh, I don't need this. I just want to win.
Yeah.
It does feel a bit. I feel like 50%. Oh, what am I talking about? 50%. I'm going to bed.
Did you just give up mid sentence?
Yeah. We're playing badly.
Yeah.
But I don't know what I'm talking about, so I'm not even going to talk. That's what I mean, having an opinion. I don't want an opinion.
Yeah, fair enough.
I cannot believe... we're also not having any luck, but then you make your own luck.
No, we are extremely unlucky, by the way.
It feels like it. We Nothing's were all going over way. Them for the first half hour.
All over them, first and foremost. Then Vils saves a shot across goal. It falls to the only Wigan player in the box.
And let's talk about Asgard. Because, listen, and I'm going to say this now... No,
someone said to me, by the way, shout out to Hamish. He was in the Heritage Lounge and he came up to me and spoke to me and he said, only reason that we started coming back to Exeter City is because of the pod. We used to come all the time and now we're coming back again. So shout out to you. But also he said, I bet you David's got a few words to say about Asgard.
Yeah,
so
and I have.
Take it away.
Okay. I like blokes with hair, you know, like I like hair bands. I like... mohawks, I like old men with thinning hair, I like muscles, I like, you know what I like.
I can draw the exact
person. That crossed the line for me, Asgard. If he spent a little bit more time on his playing and a little less time on his fucking hairband, he might be a player. stick that in your post box.
He scored against them.
Yeah, he was quite good.
Right, by the way, we need to talk. I didn't realise the real sheer brute of Humphreys. His Under Armour looks like it's trying to get off of him. So he wore an Under Armour yesterday under his. So he wore a short sleeve with like a turquoise Under Armour.
Yeah.
When he came off, or came over to get a drink, and I was saying to my brother, he looks like he's in a fight with his Under Armour. His Under Armour looks like it wants to get off of him. It's that tight. It's like he is massive, strong, powerful, technically fast.
He's a championship player, isn't he?
I don't know if he's a champion. He's certainly a top end League One player, but he is. I would not. It was right at one point. It was Zach Jules and Humphreys on one side, and I thought, "Jesus, this is going to be a clash of titans." Yeah. Because Zach Jules, I mean, I think, you know what? Him and Zach Jules would look good on reality TV. They're both very pretty boys.
Stunning, stunning.
They're pretty boys.
Stunning. Theo has Asgard. I'm going to go back to Theo.
Yeah, go on.
I obviously saw him. In fact, I played with him on FIFA a year ago. Fantastic player. I saw him on the pitch. And I was like, oh, it's him. Great. Little bit too much fiddling around with his hairband before the game started, but I thought I'll let that go. Now, I love hair, but throughout the game, there was way too much sorting his hair out. And if I was his manager, I would come down on him like a ton of bricks, and he wouldn't last a fucking minute under my tutelage.
If you'd like to come on the pod, dear, you want to ask him. I think if you've got long hair, you've got to be modest with it. You've got to
around like Alex. Yeah, Alex might adjust his hair like once every 50 minutes. Don't do it every 7.
Yeah. You know what was really fascinating about that Asgard? I couldn't have told you for the whole 90 minutes where he was meant to be playing. He's just dropping 40 yards to get the ball, then like not getting it, and then just sprinting up the other end. I was like, what is this guy's got the energy levels of a bloody...
Did
child
he have a good
on
game?
E numbers. Huh?
Did he have a good game?
I don't think any player on the pitch had a good game. I could not tell you from both sides. I went, actually, tell a lie. Don't know what his name was. 21 for Wigan, midfielder. Great little player.
The little guy?
Think of his name. He was sort of smallish. Always picking up the loose ball. I'm thinking, how does he know where it's going to bloody fall, the lucky bugger?
I guess what you take from this, if you're going to grow your hair long...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Any.
Do you remember Matt J?
Yeah, Matt J. Put it in a bun and fucking leave it. Yeah. Right, that's your advice to kids listening. If you're going to grow your hair long, stop.
Yeah, I'm fully behind you. Any kids, any teenagers out there think, oh, I want to grow my hair long so I can get on my new football club? Go for it, son.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Start now. Get a head start. Anyway, on a serious level, Saturday is such a must win. We have to beat Fleetwood.
I've heard this every fucking week.
No. But I said it last week. We should have beaten Lincoln. Didn't have to beat them, but should have beaten them and probably deserved to. And now we have to beat Fleetwood. Oh, bless James Scott. I know people are hating on him, and I know he isn't playing well. Everybody can see he's not playing well. But does he need 8,000 people every week telling him he's not playing
why
well?
Why do you think he's not playing well? It's because he knows you lot thinks he's not playing well.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
It's the most jarring thing ever. Just let the boy breathe. Both of our strikers are so shot of confidence that when they come on, they're like, shit, I've got to do something. Just let him bloody play. So frustrating. I hate it. Because he'll go and score... He'll go and score a hat-trick on Saturday and everyone will be like, oh, he's the best thing ever. And I'm like, well, last week you were cheering him off. So,
God, James, I didn't hear any of that. Didn't hear that.
It was quite a big topic of conversation on Twitter. A lot of people were like, for or against it. It was a little bit of a, oh, that's not right or that is right. I'm personally into that's not right. But as a football fan, you're more than you. Go ahead. Well, don't go ahead and cheer. I'd rather you don't go. But if you're going to go, do it.
Why don't you sit there and go, I don't know what I'm talking about. I'll shut up, like I do. And okay, I'll do a pod. But
you literally do the opposite of what you just described.
Yeah, but that's why I'm talking about tea flasks and rug and picnic blankets.
Yeah, 100%. But just the fans have been great. The majority of fans have been great. But there's just a little group of minority that they're all noises. Minority ruin it for the majority. That are not helping our case at the moment. They're not helping the confidence case. And oh, an away game God. Will do us good, I think.
God, hell.
Oh, God.
James Vickery.
We need him on. I need him on. I'm ringing
him.
He
said on Saturday, he did what I did. He said, hang on a minute. Let's look at the league. If we win on Saturday, we're about 12th. What's the problem? Chill out.
No, in the grand scheme of things, there isn't a problem. The only problem, I think the problem that people see is that it's sort of like so bad at the moment that people don't see a way out. But I think that's crap. There's obviously a way out. There's always a way out. You know, in the words of Harvey Specter, who's not a real person, he's from Suits, but he's got some great advice. When a person's holding a gun to your head, he'd never seen Suits.
What's Suits?
Ah, oh, you're a disgrace.
I don't watch TV.
It's a Netflix series.
I don't watch TV. I watched Deal or No Deal. I watched four or five back to back yesterday.
Wow, you lead a great life. Harvey Specter from Suits has a lovely little quote, and he's not a real person, so it's whoever wrote this character. But he says, when someone's holding a gun to your head, there's 164 different ways to get out, and that's what we're in right now. Someone's holding a gun to our head, we've just got to get out of it.
What does he mean by that?
I don't know, I guess, like, you know, so I guess what he's saying is when someone's, you know, your first instinct when someone's holding a gun to your head is, oh, yeah, you know, when you're being pressured and like, it's, you know, it's all on you and you've got a lot of things going against you, you think, right, that's it, it's done. But in reality, there's, if you think logically and methodically, there's a way of getting around this. And if you can just bring yourself down to...
I've had a knife to my neck in Blackpool. There were not 164 ways of getting out of that situation.
I bet you there was. Kick his shin, kick his bollocks, smack
him.
No,
because his mates would have beaten me up and then stabbed me.
Well, but you're here to tell the tales, so there obviously was a way of getting out of it.
Well, there was one way. There weren't 164 ways.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, I said a gun, so it's different to a knife, isn't it?
So, Saturday, Fleetwood.
Away. I'm not going to be going, unfortunately, even though it's very close. I'm going to the Horsies for my birthday, one of my birthday presents.
Where is Fleetwood, then?
Just above Blackpool, actually, funnily enough. Or just
is
below.
It?
Yeah, they're rivals. So, maybe don't take my advice about there being 164 ways to getting out of a knife or a gun, because David reckons there isn't. And if you go into Blackpool or Fleetwood, that might happen. So, got to win! Got to bloody win! And that's the end of it now.
I mean, I'm the same, you know I'm the same as you, John.
Yeah.
To go back and listen to the early September pods.
You know what the best thing to go back and watch would be? Our bloody live stream for the cup draw. Top of the league, drew Middlesbrough. Since then,
fucking, what has gone on?
I'm sick of just crap excuse that we haven't been good enough. That's it. Does that mean we lose faith in the people? No.
I remember when the Flying Finn joined. I was like, I can't believe on top of this great side already, we've now got the Flying Finn.
And he plays 13 minutes on international duty and dislocates and pops his collarbone into 77 different places.
I tell you what, our keeper is fucking great.
Phil, love Phil. Wow, what a real mood killer this has been. But you know what? This is real. Okay, people? This is what it's like to support a football team in this division. Got to take the ups and the downs. And we'll be back up again.
May I take this opportunity to say I was on Quickly Kevin. We recorded a Quickly Kevin podcast, Josh Widdicombe's podcast this morning. And I don't want anyone listening to it going, he's banging on about Plymouth a lot and Plymouth's ground, saying how much he likes.
Oh, so you were talking about Plymouth a lot, great. All right. I would like to officially hand in my resignation as the co-host of this podcast. There's plenty of really good candidates out there to take my role and take my place.
Who?
James Vickery.
Okay.
Because I'm not having this. But just go and support Plymouth. Because
I don't want to support Plymouth. I'm not interested.
Stop talking about them then.
Well, I couldn't help it. I was thinking about their ground and how cozy it was. Look, I put my money where my mouth is and I'm a season ticket holder and I'm there every bloody Saturday. Hey, give me a break.
There's your break. You can have it now. Enjoy.
One last thing before we go. You said it, John, 10 minutes ago. it's the same thing every week for 6 or 7 weeks, and that is what's hurting. That's what's making it just so hard.
I love it when it's hard. This is the time you get to show what you really like.
You didn't sound like you were loving it for the first 20 minutes of the pod.
Oh, don't get me wrong. When you're there, you don't love it. But when you look back, take a step back and look at what hard times give you an opportunity to do. They give you an opportunity to sink or swim. So now the coaching staff, everybody, the players have got to show whether they want to swim or whether they want to bloody sink. Okay? So start believing in each other once again, like you were at the start of the season. Start playing the beautiful stuff that you were playing again.
Oh, take I remember playing off. Reading and Tom Carroll doing a little Zidane. Oh, yeah.
Take the pressure off yourselves, boys. Play with freedom. Play with the enjoyment, the excitement of making mistakes and being able to learn from them. Play with positivity on the front foot. Be as exciting as possible. Don't be worried about what people are thinking. Who cares what other people are thinking? Do you think they know more about football than you boys? Do you think they're better at football than you boys? No, they're not. You're out there for a reason. Believe in yourselves and start picking up some bloody results.
As I say, I'm now taking a flask of tea and it's really...
Yeah, how is that going?
Really working for me. Yeah. The only thing is I've balanced it. Right. Yeah, thank you very much, everybody. Come on, Gary. Come on, the team.
Up there. Fucking shit!
I'm going to put Gary's song on now.
Yeah, put it on. Put it on. Have a lovely rest of your week, guys.
Come on, James Scott. Yeah, come on, James Scott.
Come on, Jamo. We love you.
Get him on the pod.
Yeah.
Come on, James. Just chill out and have some fun.
Lay back, score a fucking couple of goals and get your head back up, son. Come on.
Yeah.
Have a lovely... Okay. Love you all. Bye. Take care. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.